Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
All right, good morning. Welcome to your prequent. A long prequent is in your future. No word yet if we bring back the banger bus tomorrow to get you into your official holiday weekend, but we should. It was such a slam dunk the first time we did it. Let's bring it on back.
I don't know if they trust us to do it again.
No. Omar hijacked the banger bus and the music director.
They want us to play Filter or some BS or Goo Goo Dolls. I'm like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, we didn't like that. Well, if we're gonna do the banger bus tomorrow to get you into the holiday weekend, we need to have full control over the bangers we play. And it will be.
I got upset because I played an LMFAO song.
Oh, I'm like, what? You played.
Come on, are you kidding me? How can I not play that song?
Yeah. You're playing Sally.
Well, they're playing Sally.
But for today, we have a decent show planned for you. This hour, lots to get into, including, but not limited to, can humans give better graduation speeches than AI? I would imagine that most of the big celebrities that gave speeches this year probably used ChatGPT to help them write their speeches.
Oh, man, yeah. Some of, like, the baseball analogies and things that I'm hearing, I'm like, I think that an AI came up with those analogies and you kind of just tweaked it to make it your own.
Because why would you not? I mean, the reality is you're going to sit around and struggle and stress about what you could say, or are you going to let ChatGPT deliver a pretty much perfect speech and then you add one little twist to it and you're like, wow, I can't believe Dwayne The Rock Johnson is so eloquent when he speaks.
All the graduates used AI to get through college anyway, right?
I mean, just to give you an idea, Allie, we asked ChatGPT, give us a couple of great lines in a graduation speech. And I'm telling you, you're going to get, even just hearing this, you're going to get goosebumps because it's amazing how even though this was written by a robot, it really does make you feel like, you know, those moments where you're like, wow, listen, everyone's going to slow clap. This is the speech we got from ChatGPT.
Congratulations. You've crossed a major milestone, not just with a degree, but with resilience, growth, and the kind of grit that no classroom alone can teach. You're stepping into a world full of uncertainty, yes, but also one rich with possibility.
I mean, it's all the same crap you hear every year.
Yeah,
and that was
so cookie cutter. I'm over that BS.
But it was written by a robot. But I bet you.
Oh, my God.
I bet you could find that if we were to, like, look hard enough. Unfortunately, we're not going to. You probably could find that exact line said by quite a few celebrities that spoke at graduations. So, anyway, we'll get to a little ChatGPT man versus machine later this hour. Can us humans come up with better, inspiring words and advice for graduates than actual robot technology?
Now
probably
I want to hear Omar's speech.
Omar's speech is going to be like, hey, it's all BS.
It is.
Well, we're
going to hard work your ass hard. It's going to suck for a long-ass time, but eventually it's going
to
pay off.
Right. You're going to need 9 jobs just to survive in this world, so get cracking. We got that to get into and much more this hour right here on K-Rock. Good morning. Welcome to the prequend, the long prequend in your future on KROQ. A lot of talk about Allie and her stupid cats this week, and she did officially get 2 more last night. But let's talk about dogs for a second because they are the superior animal by far.
Excuse me. Cats are extremely resilient, and if you have any kind of a rat problem, they will take care of it.
But
Boom.
The good news is that...
It worked for you. You had to call an expert.
Well, I can't
about?
Have my cats go outside. They'll die.
Right. So not for you, but for other people, potentially.
Very resilient.
Very resilient. They can't go outside. They hit a little sun, and they're all confused.
That's...
I get it. But this dog is making viral local news because it got into a fight with not one, not two, not three, not four, but 5 coyotes and won the fight, which is incredible.
I mean, I would say there needs to be like Ring doorbell movie awards.
I agree.
Is one of the best Ring video footage clips I've ever seen.
Yeah, and this story is making the rounds right now.
Yeah, tonight we're learning more about that brave dog who was able to get away. It is now being cared for at a local shelter.
And coyotes, they know how to fight the right way. Like, you know, there's all that talk last week about who would win in a fight, 1 gorilla, 100 men. And they always talk about, well, if the men were able to strategize properly, they could probably beat the gorilla. coyotes have a way of strategizing properly. They surround the dog. They know exactly sometimes how to make it. They're very good at. They're great at taking animals. Sucks for cat and dog owners because coyotes are really good, especially packs of them. They will surround and they will fight and they will gang up and usually they will win.
Well, you could see in the video the five coyotes that are surrounding the dog. The ones that are facing him are like starting to come at him.
Yeah.
And so that it distracts him, while the other coyotes in the back are starting to like flank and come in and start nipping at his legs and grab him. So it's like they all work together. Yeah.
And this dog, you know, survived the fight, and now as a result, it's being dubbed either hero dog or bravest dog ever. I mean, here's some of the footage. But
Micah, Sandy, this dog stayed pretty calm in the face of some aggressive coyotes, as you saw there. But you have to remember, it is breeding season. Coyotes and their pups, they're...
I told my wife that, too. It's like it's breeding season. She goes, not for us, it's not. I go, all right.
Coyotes and their pups, they're coming out, they're burrowing, and they're looking for food sources in trash, rabbits, small cats, and yes, dogs, too.
Al, you got your small cats just in time.
Oh, that'd be a good little snack.
For breeding.
The little one is only 1 pound.
Oh, man, I'm still so hungry.
It's a showdown between a pack of coyotes and this one-year-old German Shepherd lab mix that's getting a lot of attention online. The group surrounds the stray dog. Several lunge at the pup and continue to intimidate him for all of 45 minutes.
Oh, my God, it was 45 minutes?
What a battle. And the plan is, let's tire the dog out. Eventually, the thing's going to give up because he had nowhere to go. He was surrounded.
Dude, so he was just out in the front yard unattended for 45 minutes?
Stray.
Oh, he was a
All the while, the lab is able to retreat. At times, he appears submissive and calmly fends off the wild animals without injury. Melissa Shatinsky captured the amazing encounter on her Ring camera outside of her Brea home in Orange County.
And it's almost as if he knew how to protect himself.
I mean, of course, that's like in the DNA. The question
was... like dogs have instincts or something.
Yeah, I know.
It's almost like he was protecting himself.
And fight them off and kind of back himself into a corner against that little area there where the dogs were kind of facing him, and one would kept going around, but he was able to fight them all off unbelievably.
The dog ended up taking off into Brea Canyon. Shatinsky says she spotted the timid animal again, but couldn't seem to corral him.
She didn't put in a good effort. Let's be honest.
Shatinsky really brought this whole story down.
Yeah. Come on, Shatinsky. Step it up.
Eventually, the dog gained enough recognition online, and someone was able to trap him and bring him into Orange County Animal Care.
So now the people are saying this is the coolest thing a dog has ever done. And my question for you is, what is something that your dog has done that is cooler than this? Beating five coyotes in a fight. That is...
A long fight.
45 minutes was able to withstand five coyotes. And also in a very almost strategic, smart way.
Yeah, is your dog badass or heroic? And I wonder how soon this dog's going to get adopted. Everyone's like, I want that to be my dog.
Yeah. So if you got a story and you'd like to go ahead and prove that you have top dog, 800-520-1067. Is your dog cooler than this one that fought off five coyotes? What is the most heroic, or potentially the most heroic thing your dog did was not that heroic at all? We'll hear those stories as well next on K-Rock. The showdown seen around the internet now involving one dog against five coyotes. It's making news. It's making international news at this point.
It's a showdown between a pack of coyotes and this one-year-old German Shepherd lab mix that's getting a lot of attention online.
And people are looking at it going, man, that is a cool dog. And the dog has officially now been named Duke and I guess is up for adoption. So a viral dog could be yours. And if you haven't seen the video yet, I think we posted it up on our socials this morning. But apparently it is now officially coyote mating season. And as a result, they are out and about more aggressive than normal. And so people are freaking out. And we wanted to hear from you about times that your dogs were either cooler or more heroic than this dog, Duke. Now, just to point out, Allie, a lot of families are starting to freak out going, the coyotes, as we've learned over the past few years, they don't seem to care about humans at all. They are approaching groups of humans going like, we're not scared of you. We will take over. And this is one family that's kind of already freaking out.
The attack is renewing concern among pet owners and parents with young children like the Asfar family.
The Asfar family is not happy about it. That's right. That is a terrible name.
They're really getting choice people to interview.
That should be their biggest...
What was the last lady's name? Asfar?
Everyone's just messing with the news these days.
The Asfar family.
A butt or ass plug.
Thank you, sir. So clearly there's a lot of concern about this.
What's your real name? Fart.
Put on the news, guys. They're gonna
Mr. Ass Fart.
The reporter fell for our little joke about us being the Ass Fart family. No way. There's no way they bought it. Yeah, it's on the news now.
Yeah, they said it.
They did it. We got in the coyote story. Turn it on. KTLA. Really? They're going to do the ass fart family joke.
I love that.
So the question for you now is, what is something cooler or more heroic that your own dog did? And can anyone's dog outduke the Duke? We say hi to Chris. Go ahead, Chris. What's up? Hi, Chris.
Chris, and you're on now. Are you on mute?
Going twice. Chris.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
Now we got you.
Maybe your dog can save this segment.
Well, yeah. I don't know if my dog was cooler than Duke, but we had a 100-pound Mastiff named Brander in Costa Rica. We live in Costa Rica. And he saved us from a fire. It was actually the week that he died. Before he died, it was like the last thing that he did was he stayed up. Where we live in Costa Rica, we have no trash service, so we have to burn a lot of our trash, unfortunately. And we did that earlier in the day, and we thought we had it out. But by the nighttime, the wind had kicked up, and fire was raging right next to our house. And if he hadn't been like just barking his head off until 10 p.m. at night, we were all asleep in the house. The whole thing probably would have gone up in flames, and we live like an hour from the fire department. So if it hadn't been for Brander, we would have been in real trouble.
So this dog, you believe, saved you from burning in your house in Costa Rica?
I think so, because we had to wake up all of our neighbors and we had to pull our hoses together. And like we had three or four neighbors around us that we all grabbed our hoses and connected our hoses and had to put the fire out. By the time the fire department got there an hour later, we already had the fire out. And if it hadn't been for that dog, we would have all been asleep.
For all the people that are claiming on the text line, the most heroic thing my dog did was one time eat one of my shoes. I feel bad because you don't know if you're going to get a hero dog or a total loser dog.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, I also feel like the name you give your dog can say a lot about the dog's behavior. Like, Brander sounds like a badass name.
Yeah, you were built for that. Brander, Ass Fart is a great name for a dog. If you need a good name, go with Ass Fart.
I feel like the dog would love that name.
Dog would love
ass
it.
And farts, those are my two favorite things.
Let's say hi to Oliver. Good morning, Oliver. What did your dog do that was potentially more heroic than this one that is making the news?
I wouldn't really say heroic, but my dog got ran over three times, and she ate like a gallon of paint, and she survived each single time.
She ate a gallon of paint?
So much.
That's so much paint.
She drank an entire can of paint, you're saying?
Yeah, like my uncle had like his paint stuff and she spilled it over, and then like I look over the next day, like it's all empty and she had like paint all covered around her mouth.
Oh my God, I love that. What a dumbass.
So this dog, quite on the opposite, did not fight off five coyotes or save you or your family from a burning house, but it did drink a gallon of paint, potentially saving you from lead poisoning if that paint had lead in it, and was run over three times, three separate occasions?
Three separate occasions. One time she like, I go to the leash and the car just straight up hit her going at 20 miles an hour.
Ooh.
And when she got back up, and then she ran 2 miles back to our house.
Damn. Wow. Well, all that paint probably made her like super dog.
What I'm learning is that you're a terrible dog owner.
But also, I feel like, you know, when an animal gets hit by a car, that's terrible. But when the animal gets hit three times, you're like, hey, come on, animal.
Right.
Learned from your experience that maybe don't get hit by a car?
Glenn, what happened to you?
My dog isn't heroic, really, but... what it used to do is you have the remote control or the telephone like on the coffee table, and you could tell it to go get it, and it would get the thing back.
Oh, that may be pretty hard. You trained your dog to be able to go get the remote control and bring it to you wherever you were?
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's... especially right when you sit down for the day. Like, it's the first time you sit in hours sometimes. And then you realize you don't have the remote.
It's the worst.
And that get up is the worst get up.
It is the worst. And the fact that the dog could learn how to do it, bring it over, and not screw up, and not, you know,
not
bite
mess
too
with
hard.
The, yes.
Right. That's pretty
like
heroic
a gentle
right there.
Grip. Mm.
That's a great, what was the name of that dog that could do that, Glenn?
Ariel.
What was it?
Ariel.
All right. Well, not as heroic of a name,
but
still pretty heroic.
Manny.
Hey, what's up, guys? I had a chow chow that three pit bulls broke into our yard because it had an alley in between. And three pit bulls broke in, and he ended up killing all three of them.
Whoa!
Big, massive pit bulls. He eventually ended up dying from the injury because he got pretty beat up. But yeah, I mean, these three giant dogs broke in, and he killed all three of them. And every time I see the movie Gladiator, that ending always reminds me of him.
Wow.
That's crazy.
It gives me chills.
What was that dog's name, out of curiosity, Manny?
His name was Foster.
Foster, that's cool.
It's a cool name. You got to give your dog a cool name if you want your dog to do hero things.
818 said Allie should name her other new cat Asphalt.
You really should. I mean, Allie.
We know the name of one, but we're still looking for a name for the other one, and Asphalt is now a top contender.
It's such a great name. I mean, listen to how it even sounds on the news.
Parents with young children like the Asphalt family.
The Asphalt family, all right? They desperately need it.
It's a great bumper sticker.
Felicia, you're on K-Rock. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Sweet Dibs.
Sweet Dibs. What happened?
When I was a toddler, I grew up in Florida, and we had a husky named Sky, and I had toddled over across the street to where there was like a little retention pond lake thing, and an alligator was about to get me, and my dog attacked the alligator, and she died, but she saved me.
Oh, damn. Man, I didn't realize there'd be so much and they died stories.
Yeah, but you know what?
But still, dying doing something heroic makes it all the more heroic.
That's the definition of a hero right there. Putting their own life on the line to save yours and fought the alligator, crocodile, whatever, saved your ass, and you will forever be indebted to that dog. It's really wild. Give that dog some love. What was her name again? His name?
Sky.
Shout out Sky.
Sky.
You're only here today. You're only listening to this radio show and calling us right now because Sky saved your ass. You would have been eaten by the crocodile, no doubt, right?
Alligator. Definitely, yeah. There was nothing that would have prevented it from getting me except for her.
See, it's wild when you think, like, we're talking about this now because of the video everyone's seeing this morning, the local dog that fought off five coyotes at one time. But every single person, not everyone, a lot of people are talking about how their dog ate their peanut butter and they're mad. But other people are telling stories about times their dogs were legitimate, real-deal heroes.
I know. And I think that is the difference between cats and dogs, Klein, is that dogs will put their life on the line for yours. Cats are like, nah, see ya.
Genesis?
All right. Hi. Sweet Dibs.
My dog's
a hero. His name is Churro. And he protects me every single day by protecting me from the crackhead neighbors around the house.
Explain how your dog protects you from your crackhead neighbors.
So we live in South Central, and there's just, unfortunately, a house where there's just a lot of, like, nonsense going on all the time. So when I have to walk him out at night, he's always barking at them, and they kind of know to stay away from him. They even call him Killer.
Cool.
Oh, that's good.
When you get a street nickname.
Yeah, that's Churro. Well, we call him Killer. That's good. It keeps you safe from the crackheads. Well, listen.
That's good. It's a good guard dog.
No shortage people that claim that they've got the hero dogs out there. In a moment, share with you some audio that will prove why my kids hate me. It was a painful, painful lesson.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
I learned. J-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. Well, this is a stupid idea, and I don't know why I did it, but yesterday I got peer pressured by Jake the Nerd to see what would happen if I told my kids that instead of going to camp this summer, they would be going to summer school, because it seems like you guys like it when I get beaten up by my own children.
Well, we didn't know that it was going to lead to you getting beaten up. We just knew that it would be uncomfortable, which makes us happy.
This is how it ended.
Hey!
Hey!
Got it!
All right, now, it starts in a much calmer place.
Sounds like an episode of Cops.
It really does. I mean, we just heard a dog fight five coyotes. It didn't sound nearly as aggressive as that.
Totally.
I could be the real hero here. Move over, Duke. It's time for another round of Klein's Kids Hate Him. Here we go.
Klein's Kids Hate Him.
Shut up.
Klein's Kids Hate Him.
Klein's
kids hate him, cause he's a bad dad.
It's not okay.
I'll kiss you, bro.
Klein's kids hate him.
Bad boy.
Klein's kids hate him.
Yeah!
Klein's kids hate him, cause he's a bad dad.
What?
I want this on your radio. I do not want to do the same on your radio.
You are crazy, Dad.
So... anyway, it's been a long journey to get to where we're at now, where they've completely lost all trust and respect in me.
By the way, by the sound of all that audio, whatever you have coming, you probably deserved.
Thank you. Thank you, Omar. Well, they were very excited because they realized that they have less than, like, 2 weeks left of school, and they just keep talking about, I can't wait to not go to school. I can't wait to not go to school. Hate school. They learned at an early age, just like their dad, that school is not for us.
Yeah, and it's not like you've done anything to change their mentality.
No, I tell them they're right. I mean, sometimes they come home with homework. I go, eh, we don't need this.
What?
I mean, I have to do it. I have to pretend to do it anyway. But I, you know, I'm not a big.
But you do it.
I try to do it, and then sometimes I get back 2 stars out of 5, and I'm like, I did that. That's crazy.
And it's like basic spelling. Yeah, yeah. Like it's 5-year-old spelling.
Yeah, yeah. So, and I don't even have to do the thing where I write with my left hand to look like they did it. I actually try on it. And they're still like, come on, work on your penmanship, kid. So I decided yesterday I would give them the news that that school was not going to end for them. They were going to continue into summer school, a term that they were unfamiliar with. They didn't even know the term summer school.
Yeah, because, I mean, that would be sacrilegious.
When you hear that as a kid.
Summer school.
I did have to go to summer school, I think, 2 different summers. And it is a terrible.
Oh, I love summer school.
Terrible news.
Why?
To get.
Why? Why did you like it?
Because I was a kid that got up early and all my friends didn't get up until like 10 a.m. So I stayed busy going to summer school. It was, I didn't have to go. I did it to get ahead.
Oh, wow.
So
my senior year,
all I had was electives because I had so many summer school credits.
That's a typical Omar move. Yeah. If you think about Omar's personality, he's always thinking big picture. What can I do now to get ahead later? He's all about pain now, hard now for easy later. That's Omar. Everyone else is going easy now. I'll deal with all the other stuff eventually.
Damn.
So anyway, here is me telling the kids, your school's not going to end in 2 weeks. You're going to go to summer school.
Olivia, Sienna, guess what?
Oh my God, it already is so
chaotic. I got you guys into summer school.
It's like starts.
That's
at
your
an
baseline?
Eight.
Yeah. Jesus, man.
Hey, Sienna!
And it looks like it sounds like they're in the middle of rioting against each other.
They had a friend there, and the basketball, the Knicks game was on in the background. It was not, but I have to, it's hard for me to get time with them anymore because they're
because
very,
you don't want it.
Because I, right. I got you guys into summer school. We got in. Instead of camp, they get to go to summer school. They can go to school instead of camp all summer.
Wait, are you doing that?
You can do school all year.
I don't want to.
But you're going to do it. I got you in.
No, but...
You're going to sit in your classroom all summer, no snacks.
Because I even... At what school?
Your school.
I even asked my school to close. The school is all shut down for summer, just camp.
Yeah, but they're calling it camp, but it's learning camp.
No.
I love your improv when there are follow-up questions.
Yeah, I was not prepared for follow-ups because they used to not ask follow-ups. They used to just go get really upset.
Okay, learning camp.
When I told them that Halloween was canceled for salad night, they just bought it right away. Now, all of a sudden, it's been a couple years now. They already talked to the teacher. They're shutting it down for camp only, so I came up with learning camp. Which I thought sounded like the worst camp ever.
Sounds like something you need.
It's probably something I need. I think Omar went to learning camp by choice, it sounds like.
Yeah, but they're calling it camp, but it's learning camp.
No, it isn't. No, they're not even doing like any learning. I asked my teacher. She's in charge of this.
She just emailed me. You got in. Congratulations to Olivia. She's now.
And then I'm going to see JoJo matches.
So congratulations.
No, prove it.
Prove it to us.
Show us on Class JoJo.
You're speaking like that.
Because
I love her attitude.
It's
show me.
Prove it.
Come on, prove it.
And the problem is she can, like, read now. So it's...
Aren't you a little proud that she specifically asked the teacher to make sure she would not be learning?
Yeah.
I like how it's a problem she can read.
I know.
In my house, I didn't want that.
Now she's learned to read.
So she's like, prove it. I'm holding up a fake email. I'm actually holding up, I think, an email about today's show from you guys.
She's like, show me.
She's like, show me, show me.
If it's real, then you can prove it. Show it.
If it's real, then you can prove it.
You're going to summer school.
Hey, I know it's a joke, stupid man.
All right, now.
I understand the pairing now. Sienna's the muscle.
Yeah, yeah. She comes in.
Olivia is the mastermind.
Right. She's the brains of the operation, and Sienna's the bronze.
And she's like, so get him, Sienna.
Olivia's like, prove it. I can read. The other one can't read. So she just comes up, and she's like, I'll just kick your ass.
What she said, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, I know it's a joke, stupid man.
So she comes in, and now she...
We got a problem here. I need to step in.
So,
hey.
Ow, ow. No.
Quick, prove it.
Ow, what are you doing?
I know how.
Prove it.
Shut up.
Oh, my God.
So then she grabs
are
the phone.
Are they waterboarding you?
So she grabs the phone and runs, because they always know when my phone's out that there's a chance I'm recording now. That's the problem. I got to hide the phone.
What do they do when they get your phone?
Well, she grabbed it, pried it out of my hands, and then ran away. And then when I went to run after her, she kicked me in the foot.
Oh, man.
Which I was not expecting. And
I love
she was
that they can get it out of your hands. You have such a weak grip. A five-year-old can rip it out of your hands.
So then things calmed down about 5 minutes later, and I wanted to just reinforce the fact that they were going to summer school, and this is where it really backfired on me.
So, girls, congratulations. Summer school is going to be fun.
You sound so tired.
Why did you see you?
I was exhausted.
So it's happening still. It's been broken down.
I just recovered. I put the ice back.
So, girls, congratulations. Summer school is going to be fun.
Stop.
Why did you see? You don't deserve.
He's not gliding.
Stop yelling.
Stupid shut up, Dan.
Hey.
Is that the Mission Impossible movie?
She's like shimmying up the wall.
Got it.
Then she, I don't know what you hear here, but this is then when she punches me right in the balls is what happens here.
She just hit me in the balls. She's hit me. It's not funny, Danielle. Sienna, not okay. Ow, man.
You're laughing.
It's not funny. Sienna, it's not funny. You cannot hit daddy there.
Stop.
You cannot hit daddy there.
All right, you're going to bed right now.
All right, good night.
No.
Summer school.
I thought I got to go to bed.
All right, good night, summer school. And I'm out.
So, that's been around a Klein's Kids Hate Him.
Klein's Kids Hate Him.
Great, thank you, yes.
Shut up.
Klein's Kids Hate Him.
You're
Klein's kids hate him, cause he's a bad dad.
Thanks, not okay.
I'll kiss you, bro.
Klein's kids hate him.
Bad boy.
Klein's kids hate him.
Yeah!
Klein's kids hate him, cause he's a bad dad.
What?
Want this on your radio? I do not want to do the same on your radio.
You are crazy, Dad.
Summer school edition, Klein's kids hate him. Quick break. Back in a moment. More show next, Kara. 562 texting us in to say, listening to you guys on my way to quit my job, effective immediately without giving notice. Well, we'd love to hear that live. 562, don't be a stranger. Call the show. Meanwhile, on the text line, I was dreading going to school today, but hearing Klein argue with his kids just made my entire week. Thank you for letting your pain become our pleasure. Yeah, we get all that. Okay, great.
At least you're not doing summer learning or whatever.
It's a learning camp.
Oh, yeah, learning camp.
It's terrible. We'll get into a brand new hour of the show in a moment with a pretty big announcement. Something that people have been demanding is officially going to happen. And we will give you that information in moments. But first, your ADD news starts now.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD news.
So, unfortunately, I think this story marks a turning point in America, not a good one. The conflict in Israel, obviously, is very polarizing, to say the least. It's led to countless protests, and now not only has it become violent here in America, people are now officially dying over it. And this, if you haven't heard this story yet, it's tragic. A Jewish couple was shot and killed outside of the Capitol Jewish Museum near the White House. The couple was in the prime of their lives. Apparently, they were soon to be engaged. They were staff at the embassy. They were apparently very dedicated to open dialogue about the conflict and finding reconciliation for both sides. And they were leaving an event at the museum. And then someone with a gun walked up, shot them and was shouting Free Palestine. They arrested him already. He's a 30-year-old guy. He has already confessed. And I guess when they arrested him, he said, yes, I did it. I did it for Gaza, Free Palestine. And it's tragic to think how many innocent people have died as a result of all of this. It's absolutely heartbreaking. But then to see it obviously now here in the U.S. is, I think, a big change that, you know, we can't go back from, especially two people who are trying to promote peace and promote productive conversation, which is hard to come by these days. It's just senseless, the opposite of progress.
You know, with this and with everything else that's happening politically, regardless, people, there's just no one has any ability now to see anyone else's.
I know, and that's what I mean. It's like these people were trying to at least talk.
Right, I know. And then
nobody wants to have a conversation anymore.
And everyone is just, it has to be so black, so white, and everyone has to have the most extreme views. It's difficult. And whenever anyone feels anything, it's a little different than how you feel. Regardless, people used to at least, there used to be an exchange of conversation, exchange of thoughts. Now it's like, don't want to hear it.
Just so caught in your view and it becomes your world and then it becomes impenetrable. Like you can't even break through to the other side. And then that's when you start thinking thoughts that, you know, you didn't have before because it's this like echo chamber that you're in.
It's like Allie with her stupid cats. We tried to talk her out of it. We said, don't get the cats. Her mom
was
set
in my ways.
She would not listen. And she's like, nope, I'm going to be a crazy cat lady and no one's going to talk me out of it.
And now I have asthma.
Yeah, good for you.
All right, let's give you something to lift your spirits. Now a feel-good story about a heroic old woman who fought off a burglar in her home. This happened in Fontana. This guy did that old scam where he arrives as a fake inspector. In this case, it was a water inspector. He had the vest and everything. And then when you get let in the house, you go in and you rob. But this old lady was smart enough to figure it out. And when she did, she fought him.
He pushed him inside of my head, but I was dancing with him. So I went to the bottom of the stairs and some very colorful language told him to get his caboose back downstairs. He's standing there holding that cane. He turned and went that direction. I saw my pink wallet in his back pocket. So I grabbed at him and pushed him into the door jam of the bathroom, grabbed my wallet, shoved it down in my pants. It went all the way down by my knees and started tussling with him.
Jeez.
Who is this? Muhammad Ali?
I know. Amazing. She's amazing.
We got to find her and book her immediately. Here's some sound of that.
She's hit me. It's not funny, Danielle. Sienna, not okay. Ow.
That was me. The woman tussled me.
She tussled with
him. Sammy says she ran down the street after him, but he was too fast. So she sat down and called 911. Ooh. She later found her purse and checkbook were missing.
At the time the detectives located him, he was actually talking to another senior citizen in Los Angeles area.
They say he has many different aliases, many phony work uniforms, and has been running the same scam on elderly people for decades.
He's the wrong old person today.
Isn't that crazy, though, that they found multiple uniforms that he'd been collecting uniforms? Like, hey, all right, what do you got? Yeah, I've got I've got UPS, I've got the water inspector, I've got electrician. He's got costumes.
Other women need to know not to be foolish.
As for what she thinks of the suspect,
get a life.
She's glad he's behind bars, but
if I had $1 million, I'd bail him out and wail on him.
Oh my
damn!
God.
That is great.
I'd bail him out just so I could beat his ass. Isn't that the best?
She's a lady action star.
So many heroic stories this morning.
Shia Neeson, we should call her.
Oh, that's great.
She should take over. Give her some roles.
All right, every news reporter and AAA report will tell you that Memorial Day traffic is here. Think of how long it normally takes you to get where you're going and then double it. But I wanted to share just a couple of silver linings because it's not all bad news. For one, gas is 30% cheaper this year compared to last year. So at least that's good. And the PCH is reopening finally after the fires. This was a big goal. But it's just important to know that that's not permission to go be a dick and take selfies in the burn sites. Like, don't be a douche. Just go enjoy yourself at the beach and be done with it.
All right. We get into a brand new hour of the show right now. And this is a pretty good announcement. I think that people are going to be excited about this. Something I didn't think would happen, but people were asking for, is about to happen. We will give you that news right now.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.